For this Friday, November 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. There was a big announcement that came from the University of Southern Indiana on Thursday afternoon inside of Screaming Eagles Arena. Officials held a press conference to announce Liberty Federal Credit Union awarding a $10 million gift to the USI Athletic Foundation. Officials say it's the largest donation in USI Athletic history. The arena will now be named Liberty Arena. Liberty has the naming rights for 20 years. USI Interim President Steve Bridges, Vice President and Director of Athletics John Mark Hull, and special guest all made remarks. The gift will help support student-athlete scholarships, travel, Division I transition requirements, and other essential needs. Coming up this weekend, it's time to change the time. On Sunday at 2 a.m., it will officially mark the end of daylight saving time, and the tri-state area will start to see the skies getting dark between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. Clocks will fall back by an hour in the middle of the night. Your phone and smart watches should change automatically. As far as your grandfather clocks you have lying around, you should set those back an hour before you go to bed on Saturday night to avoid any confusion. United Way of Posey County is selling tickets for a half-pot raffle to help raise money for the community. The drawing isn't until November 31st, and right now the half-pot total is just over $1,000. If you're interested in a ticket, you can visit the United Way office at 215 South Kimball Street. You can also contact the office by calling 812-838-3637 or by email at unitedwayposey@gmail.com. The Downtown Evansville Economic Improvement District is set to host the Night Market this evening. The free event will take place from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. tonight and feature over 40 local makers on 4th Street. Attendees will find locally made holiday-themed items, produce, and baked goods from a variety of vendors and businesses. According to a release, those local makers will be located on 4th Street from Locust to Chestnut Street. Officials say activities will include live music from a DJ. Downtown stores and restaurants will also be open for customers during the event. For more details about the event, you can visit downtownevansville.com/nightmarket. Coming up this evening is the second round of high school football sectionals. Last week, both Mount Vernon and North Posey football saw their season come to an end in the first round. There are plenty of matchups tonight across the tri-state in the second round. North plays host to New Albany. Castle travels to Floyd Central. Bossy heads to Boonville. Wright is at Jasper. Memorial welcomes Southridge. Heritage Hills is home against Vincennes. Tell City plays host to Salem. Perry Central battles North Davies at home. And Forest Park journeys to Providence. Finishing up in professional sports from the NBA, the Indiana Pacers are back on the road in New Orleans to play the Pelicans tonight at 7 o'clock. Indiana is coming off a 3-point overtime win at home against Boston on Wednesday. The Pacers sit at 2-3 on the year. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, November 1st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.